time to do it for real.
Let's head out to Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri for Greenwich Cardinals football.
All right, Sean Kilkelly, thank you very much. And once again, hello, everyone. Welcome to Staverfield. This is the one everybody's been waiting for, and we welcome really a worldwide audience tonight. We're very honored that you've chosen to join us on this Friday night from Naples, Florida. There are two stations covering this game tonight. One doesn't have any internet signal. We do, and we're thrilled to have you along for the ride. We know everyone down here in Naples is listening, and all around this region, all the way stretching from Fort Myers and beyond down to Marco Island, and of course, all the loyal folks up in Fairfield County. And again, we're deeply honored you've chosen to join us tonight. The Cardinals have some heavy hearts, to be honest with you, as they start this evening. They lost a member of their family earlier this week when Bob Derula passed away. Bob Derula was a longtime physical education teacher at Western Middle School and also was really an eye in the sky at Cardinal Stadium, and was a good friend to myself, to Sean, to many of us who have broadcast these games over the years, as he was up in the booth with us for countless weekends, and it really is a loss to the entire Cardinal family. And when I talked to assistant coach TJ Ostruska today, he said, do me a favor, please relay the deepest condolences of the entire Cardinal family to the Derula family. What a dear, sweet man, and he will certainly be missed. The Golden Eagles also have some very heavy hearts as they lost a family member this week. Senior Troy Good passed away following a two-week battle with Stevens-Johnson's syndrome. He grew up in the Collier County public school system, leaving behind many friends who knew him as their peer from kindergarten through his senior year at Naples High School. The Golden Eagles are wearing his initials on their helmets tonight as a tribute. The captains make their way out to midfield as we get ready for the start of this game. We thank the Greenwich captains for joining us, and we thank all of these wonderful guests who joined us during this fabulous pregame show brought to you by Sean Kilkelly and everyone else. Who are our pregame sponsors? The great Shore and Country Properties, from the shore to the backcountry, for all your real estate needs. And indeed, the captains are on their way to midfield. Rob Randolph, John Calvin, Jack Swanson, and Kyle Lindquist are going to represent the Naples Golden Eagles, coached by head coach Bill Kramer in his 10th year. And they are in Class 3A football, Class 3A 14 to be specific. The Cardinal captains make their way out. Jim Dunster, Jonathan Myers, Chris Pizanzo, and Phil Catalano. They are coached by Rich Albanizio. Coach Al, now in his 11th year at Greenwich High School, he has won 111 games as they set off a cannon and smoke going crazy over Staverfield. Good luck seeing here tonight.
And Rob, that was just a shooting flame that went up as the Naples Golden Eagles ran out. The band is playing, and just an unbelievable crowd here, an unbelievable venue. When we pulled in here today, there were three news trucks. Those news trucks are still here, and it's going to be a big night of football. And to quote the Naples Daily News newspaper again, the wait is over.
The wait is indeed over. We will talk about all of that as we move throughout this broadcast. What a good night we're going to have here, Nick. I mean, this place has been going absolutely nuts. The record is 8,000 people here at Staverfield. Staverfield can actually hold 5,000. They can extend it to 8,000. Tonight, they think they might even have as many as 12,000 here.
There's a lot of fans on both sides. We're on the home side right now, and you don't see an empty seat at all. They're standing room only. They brought in extra bleachers. The Greenwich fans travel in bunches, and they're all on the visitor side waving those white rally towels.
You took the words away from me, Nick. They handed out white rally towels to the Greenwich cheerleaders. They also handed out, and we see some of them on this side as well, kind of noisemakers in which they've got basically pebbles inside of empty water bottles that they'll be shaking all night. So you couldn't ask for a better setting here, and this place is just absolutely ready to go bonkers.
Well, let's, you know, and to give everybody an idea just how big football is down here in Naples, they have two concession stands that are located in this stadium. I found out before the game that the concession stands average between 13 and 15,000 per game they make. You know, conditioning, I think, is going to be a big deal with this game tonight. You know, these Naples kids, they start out at the age of 7 years old, practicing four times a week. So these kids, football-wise, right from when they're young, they start off with their Pop Warner down here. They're very committed to it, and conditioning is going to be a big thing tonight.
And finally, To quote the Naples Daily News, the wait is over. We're going to kick this ball off in just a moment. For the Cardinals, it will not be John Morelli doing the kickoffs. Brian Doyle stands at the 40-yard line as he tees it up. The Golden Eagles send two deep. Greg Pratt and Cole Gordon off to our right. Check that. It is Pratt and Cody Frank, to be more specific. So Pratt and Frank, Doyle ready. Time for football from Naples. A low line drive that takes a bounce at the 20 and is picked up on the run by Pratt at the 10. Starts upfield to the 20. 25, breaks out of a tackle. 35, 39-yard line before he's stopped by Eric Camacho. A fine run back for Greg Pratt.
A fine run back in Naples, which will looks like start out at their own 39-yard line.
We introduce you to the starting lineup as we close the Shore and Country Properties pregame show, brought to you by Shore and Country Properties, from the shore to the back country for all your real estate needs. The starting lineup brought to you by Oscar Thompson Plumbing and Heating. For all your plumbing and heating needs, call Oscar Thompson at 531-4941. The quarterback for the Golden Eagles is Craig Wingate. He settles down under center as he looks things over. Now receivers switch up. To the right side goes Derek Delgado. Under center at the 39-yard line, a first down. Gives it off to Pratt. Runs it off the tackle to the right side. Some running room and breaks the tackle. Gets 9 yards to the 48-yard line. Defensively for the Cardinals, they start out up front with Ryan Benincasa, Bo Brunelli, and Chris Bizanzo. The linebackers, C.J. Cece, Jonathan Myers, Jeff DeVico, and Will McHale with Trevor Lattimore. The corners are Jim Dunster and Tim Morahan. Sean Sutton is the safety in the Cardinals setup. We'll introduce the rest of the offense in just a moment. On a second down and two, following a gain of 8 at the 47-yard line, the Golden Eagles in blue and gold go from right to left. Under center, Wingate gives it off to the left side, trying to break it open, and breaking it open to the near side. Lots of running room for Carlos Hyde to the left sideline and out of bounds deep into Cardinal territory. They'll mark him out at the 20-yard line.
And Rob, Carlos Hyde on the year so far, 83 carries for 618 yards. He has 11 TDs.
They'll move the ball actually back. By the time he stepped out, it was the 31-yard line. That's good enough for 22 and a first down. 11 minutes to go. We're just settling in. No score at Naples High School. Ball on the near side hash mark. Running out of the option. Wingate takes it himself. Tries to turn it off tackle. And Jeff DeVico and C.J. Cece grab him. Craig Wingate is the quarterback. His backs are Greg Pratt and Carlos Hyde. Cody Frank and Derek Delgado are the receivers. Up front, the tackles are Freddie Moran and Nick Alajajian. The center is Tony Perez Benatoa, and the guards Colton Schooley and Juan Friedrich. The tight end is Fred Wingate. Second and 7, following a gain of 3 at the Greenwich 28. Cody Frank goes right, matched up with Jimmy Dunster. Card show blitz, Wingate gives it off. Turning it off the tackle is Pratt. And he gets a couple of yards and then gang tackled right near the 26. So we see our first third down of the evening.
And Rob, coming into tonight, Greg Pratt's numbers, 70 carries, 704 yards, 8 touchdowns.
What a fabulous night it is here in Naples, Florida. It sits right at 70 degrees as we kicked off tonight under clear skies. You couldn't ask for a more gorgeous setting. 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Third and 6 at the Greenwich 26. We'll see if Wingate throws for the first time tonight. He uses play action and rolls to the right. Here comes the Cardinal pursuit. Deep ball into the end zone. Back of the end zone. Jump ball and incomplete. It looked like Cody Frank and Dunster got mixed up down there. It was Frank and Dunster, and it was a jump ball. And believe it or not, Dunster had the better play.
Absolutely, and you know, Rob, right now this is a big play coming up here, and we should mention to people, we got here yesterday, and the kicker for Naples, Rob Randolph, he was really kicking some balls, so he's going to come on here and try a field goal.
They're going to line it up as a 44-yard field goal, left hash mark. Here it comes, snap is good, spot, kick, got the distance to the right side, and
we got
good.
Good.
A 44-yard field goal gets it started for the Golden Eagles. They lead 3-0. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
back out to Rob Adams.
All right, Sean Kilkelly, thank you very much. 9:39 to go in the open quarter, and Naples leads 3-0. A 44-yard field goal by Rob Randolph, capping the drive.
Rob, as we were saying before, Randolph was kicking some balls yesterday in practice, even before the game tonight, and he's already come through with a 44-yarder.
Myers and Kavanaugh stand in the shadow of their own end zone as Randolph approaches. A line drive that bounces down at the 20 and is picked up by Kavanaugh at the 8. Brings the deep side, running right, top of the 28-yard line, knocked out of bounds by Jay Bonsworth.
I think it'll be interesting here to see what the Cardinals come out and do here.
Definitely. I look for them to be sticking to that same, you know, spread offense technique. As you said, Myers, Rob Woods, and I were talking before the game. The Falcons have been the decoy during this game and have been able to be preparing all week to face his big, bruising fullback. So it'll be interesting to see if they use him right off the get-go, run up the middle, if they're going to try to play action. That's how the Stafford goes.
So let's introduce the starting lineups after the first down. 8-yard line. Stafford goes right to Myers, and Myers runs it right to the line. He remains in the middle. Names are trying to use Myers to see if he can do something with the ball, but you can tell as he was gang tackled for a loss, he's not going to be able to do much. The starting lineup brought to you by Oscar Thompson Plumbing and Heating. For all your plumbing and heating needs, call Oscar Thompson at 531-4941. For the Cardinals, quarterback is Tucker Stafford. The backs are Jonathan Myers and John Kavanaugh. Jim Dunster and Trevor Lattimore are the wideouts. Up front is Pat O'Connor with Phil Catalano at the guard. Spencer Harrison and Mike Martino. Check that. O'Connor and Catalano are the captain. Martino and O'Connor are the guards. Up front is Chris Susanto. Second down, play action. It's a pass complete to Cody Gifford for our first down. On a rollout on play action, going left, Stafford fired it in, and the much maligned, if you will, Cody Gifford makes the catch. He gets 10. And the only reason we're calling him maligned is Cody Gifford was a bit of a target as the Cardinals arrived here yesterday. As the son of very famous parents, he was being mocked quite openly here in Naples.
Absolutely. The parents have been talking about it all week, as Frank Cat Skipper was going down the back of the play.
First down at the 40. Pitch goes Gunster. He tries to run it off guard and get it to the 43-yard line. Give him about 3. Defensively for the Golden Eagles, they have Chris Don and Josh Elizondo up front, along with Miguel De La Cruz and DeForest Parker. The linebackers are Kyle Lindquist and Lane McComb and Marshall Baker. The corners, Antoine Harvey and Jameson Bay. Jay Bonnequist and Jack Swanson are the free safeties. Swanson is committed to Iowa. Second and 7 after a gain of 3 at the Cardinal 44. They move from left to right in white uniforms. Red slot numbers, white helmet for the Cardinal on each side. Stafford in shotgun goes back to Myers, who uses the spinorama for some hard yards to the 46. It's going to set up third and just about a long 5 with nearly 7.5 to go in the opening quarter, and Naples leading 3-0.
Rob, very interested to see this Naples defense. In 9 games this year, they've given up a total of 40 points, and they've outscored their opponents 412-40.
And they have allowed no more than 7 points in any game this year. They have just been an amazing defense to watch.
Absolutely. Defense is a big part of this.
Crowd comes to life on a 3rd-4. Stafford takes it under center with Dunster to the right. It's a quarterback draw to push the pile for what should be a first down. Look at the Cardinal offensive line really pounding the Naples defensive line. One of the big keys to this game was that the Cardinals wouldn't be able to penetrate like that, Nick, and they just really exploded off the ball.
Absolutely. They have a great front 5. Phil Catalano, Chris Bizanzo anchoring that strong offensive line. They able to just knock the Naples defenders off their feet. Maybe they didn't see it coming. They're expecting Stafford to drop back and pass, but worked excellent on that 4th-down conversion. On a 3rd-down conversion.
First down at the Naples 46. The hash mark. Shotgun. Stafford goes out to the right. Gets a huge block, and then down he goes. Back to the old end at the 46-yard line. Looks like the credit will go to Miguel De La Cruz.
That right there is a big defensive play by the Naples team. And we should talk a little bit about their head coach, Bill Kramer. He is their all-time winningest coach here at Naples High School. He has a career record of 90 wins, 27 losses, and one state championship.
They must have whistled the play dead at midfield because the ball has been moved back up to the 50-yard line. And for a, how about this for a rarity, folks, in Connecticut football? We've got a play clock on the field. Play clock down to 5. Second and 14. Stafford, quick pass left. Complete and drop. No. Incomplete. Mike Corelli would have come up well short of a first down, running it along the left hash mark at the 48-yard line. It's going to set up third and 14. The Cardinal crowd, huge on the other side of the field. Every set of bleachers absolutely full. Straight across from us, it's all loaded in over there, and there are so many people here that are loving this event tonight. It's third and 14 coming up at Sabre Field, which is named after a former Golden Eagle, Pete Sabre. Ball on the near side hash mark at midfield. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Naples. Stafford and shotgun take. Looks like ball left side. He's got a man. If he can get under it, incomplete. Contending for Matt Grant at the 21-yard line. He overthrew him down the left sideline.
He did overthrow Rob. And, you know, after that initial first down the Cardinals got, it now appears they will go, you know, four and out. But definitely a... definitely not an awful drive there for Greenwich. Unfortunately, left a punt.
Stafford will stand back at his own 35-yard line while Cody Frank retreats to his own 10. Stafford can boot it with the best of them. He's also the quarterback. Remember that. Takes a high snap, has lots of time, and gets it off. It's short by Stafford's standards, takes a turn and goes out of bounds at the 29-yard line. That's only a 21-yard punt. Our good friend Brian Kennedy had to jump out of the way of that ball.
Rob, we should talk about the quarterback that was coming out of the field, back on the field, I should say, for Naples, Craig Wingate. On the year, I mean, his numbers just jump out of you, you know, 30 of 81, 504 yards.
6 TDs, 1 interception.
He has been outstanding. He will send Derek Delgado to the left with Greg Pratt slot left. His lone setback is going to be Carlos Hyde lining up at fullback. Now Pratt goes in motion from the near to the far side. It's an option, running it and tackling it. A loss of a couple of yards as Pratt took it on the handoff. It was an option fake. But as Pratt went in motion, Wingate took the snap, turned around, and gave it to him, and he was brought down. They're going to mark it at the line of scrimmage. So this officiating crew has been a little interesting in the way that they're marking the ball so far.
Absolutely. On one play earlier on for even Greenwich, it looked like that first carry by Myers was a loss, but they marked it as a gain of about one. So
they lead their crew with Randy Merrill. He is the referee. The rest of the crew when we get a chance. Second down, 2 in the backfield, 2nd and 9. They actually gave him a yard. Amazing. Handoff coming near side. That's going to be Hyde. And he turns it upfield for a gain of call at 4. Brought down by Will McHale and John Myers. They'll put it down actually at the 33-yard line. So that's going to set up 3rd and 6, let's call it. Randy Merrill's the referee. Dick Lavelle the umpire. The line judge is Bob Gallagher. Lee McCarthy is the linesman. The field judge, John Stanley. The side judge, Jim Albert. Back judge is Trey Custain. 25-second clock is being run by Wayne Vogt. 3rd and 5. On a play fake, it's Wingate, who will run for a first down and an ankle tackle at the 42-yard line. Looked like it was Sean Sutton, maybe Chris Bizanzo, who grabbed him by the ankles and brought him down.
Robin, that's what's so impressive about Wingate. The ability to run 90 carries on the year for 725 yards, 13 touchdowns.
And the other impressive thing, he turned around as if he was going to drop back and then just turned and ran it upfield. A perfect play fake. A first down at the Naples 42 near side hash mark. Going in motion now is Fred Wingate. He'll line up to the far side. Looking to throw is Craig Wingate. Fires right, complete. He finds Hyde at the 46, and he's popped out of bounds right near the 49-yard line. Interesting about the crowd. They watch the play get complete. They stay silent, and then they make some noise following the tackle. I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah, they're very into it, though, which is a very good thing. You heard them going nuts after just a 3-yard game, but they realize that they're going to be playing a tough ball game, and any yards is good yards, especially for going up against Greenwich team, which doesn't give up a lot on the ground.
2nd and 3 at the 49. in Naples territory. Far side hash mark under center. Wingate takes it, running the option, turns it right upfield off the guard. He'll have a first down if they give him the proper mark in Cardinal territory at the 48. Brought down by Jonathan Myers.
And Rob, you know, one of the other things when you really look at it, there was a lot made of the, you know, the whole thing with the videotape and that controversy. But we have to say that the Naples athletic director has been very accommodating. Ernie Madunio, and you know, Naples has also been very accommodating to the Greenwich Cardinals. They have paid for Greenwich's transportation while they were up here, so you know, kudos to them.
They are going to measure for the first down. Wingate got it. Dr. Nancy Graham is the principal here. We mentioned the athletic director, Ernie Madunio. We met assistant principal Kelly Costin yesterday, and we met some really wonderful people here at the school who couldn't have been nicer to us. We also spoke with head coach Bill Kramer. He couldn't have been nicer to us as well. First down in Cardinal territory at the 48-yard line. Derek Delgado lines up to the near side left. Fred Wingate goes in motion. Play fake and then a handoff on a draw right up the middle. Here comes Pratt. Pratt goes the distance. He's at the 10 with a man to beat. Touchdown, Naples. He'll go 48 yards on a perfect play fake, and Naples strikes big. It's 9-0.
And he just took off. I mean, he got it and just ran it right off. 48-yard touchdown for Naples. It is 9-0, and the extra point here is pending. Randolph on the kick it.
Randolph nearly never misses. Wingate to hold it. Kicking it up towards some palm trees in that north end zone. The kick is good. 3:01 to go in the first quarter. The Cardinals find themselves down. It's Naples 10 and Greenwich nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Naples jumps out with the early lead. Let's head back to Rob, Nick, and Jason for more.
All right, Sean, thank you. We paint the picture brought to you by McDermott Paint and Wallpaper, featuring the best custom paint and wallpaper for your home. The Cardinals paint the picture in a rather dark color right now. They're down 10-0. I should take a moment and say hello to everybody over at the Lobster House because they gathered there to listen to this game tonight, and my hat's off to them. I'm glad someone's got a central listening point to listen to this broadcast tonight, and certainly we're glad to be bringing it to you. Here's the kickoff. This thing's heading to Fort Myers, and it lands in Kavanaugh's arms deep in the end zone. That'll go for a touchback.
Well, this is going to be big now for Greenwich. They're down 10-0, and they've got to come out here and put some points on the board.
Mike Quick in our pregame show said that very thing. If they get down deep in the first quarter, it's going to be a long night.
And, you know, Rob, the other big thing is Greenwich is not a team that is used to playing from behind. They are a team that is, you know, the opposite, jumping on a team. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Cardinals react here.
Stafford calmly trots out, gives the play to his troops, and they break the huddle. A first down at the Cardinal 20, moving from left to right. Matt Grant lines up to the right, play action, rolling left, firing is Stafford. He finds Lattimore on the far sideline at the 32-yard line. That should be enough. Looks like they'll line him up for 12 yards and a first down. Knocked out on the far side by Kyle Lindquist. They'll give him 11, make it 11 yards and a first down at the 31.
And Rob, it looks like the Cardinals feel very comfortable coming out and passing tonight.
How overflow is this crowd tonight? There are even some people standing out on the Golden Gate Parkway, which is the road to our right, to the back of the south end zone, because this game is a total sellout. Second down, handoff, running with it. Looks like Stafford held onto it. He'll get a couple of yards right up the gut, closer to the 35-yard line.
I mean, Rob, the buzz for this game was so big that when we got off the airplane yesterday, right away in the Naples Daily News, on the front page of their paper was a cover story about this game the day before the game.
Second and 7 after a gain of 3 at the Cardinal 35-yard line. Play clock down to 10, 2:19 to go in the first quarter, 10-0 Naples. Dunster will line up wide right. Four receiver set total, Stafford in shotgun with Myers right next to him. He's going to give it to Myers. Myers finds a hole and blasts through it just for a couple, though. That's the problem, as we've said many times. He'll get two, But we've said when you're running a spread offense, Nick, and you're in shotgun, you've already got a couple of yards to run initially right after you get the ball, so it gives a hole a lot less time to close, shall we say.
Yeah, absolutely. What they should try to do right now is Tucker's throwing a great ball right now, except for that overthrown pass to Matt Grant on the first drive. He's been doing really well. They should continue with that passing attack, which will then allow them to open the hole for Myers. And when you put him up against defensive backs, there's no way they're going to be able to bring him down by themselves.
Stafford goes in shotgun on third and four with four receivers. Looks right, deep ball near side. Dunster tries to get under it. He can't do it at the 36-yard line. Coverage provided on the near side by Antoine Harvey. And the Cardinals will again punt it away.
Just not the best pass thrown there by Stafford. Dunster was able to get good separation, so he's showing that he has speed, but Stafford's going to have to work on getting him the ball on those deep routes.
Fourth and four with the ball at the 38-yard line. Stafford waiting on it. He takes it. He will punt it. It's a bomb that drives Frank all the way back. Now it takes a Cardinal bounce, and it will get down by Stafford at the 13-yard line. Jason, one thing we read about as we were prepping for this game, the Golden Eagles have a propensity for blocking punts, and they did get some penetration in the Cardinal backfield on each punt tonight.
They did. They're very, very. They have a very good special teams, as we've seen, not only from the kicking so far, but also with their ability to get after it. So, you know, right now, again, Greenwich's defense now back out on the field, and you have to wonder as the night goes on, that whole conditioning thing, you know, how much of the defense can Greenwich's kids really take and be out there without just keeping their legs?
A first down at the Golden Eagle 14-yard line. Pratt goes in motion. He'll line up left, running with it. Looked like Wingate. And Wingate did give the ball off. A Cardinal had hold of Wingate, so it went to Carlos Hyde. They'll give him a yard to the 15-yard line, a gain of one, as we hit 1 minute to play in the first quarter, and Naples leading 10-0. This portion of Cardinal football brought to you by Bruce Park Sports. It's the spotlight on Cardinal football. Stop in for kids' NFL jerseys and their complete line of Under Armour gear. Bruce Park Sports, for over 25 years, the home of Cardinal football. And by Porcelli's Food Mart of Coscob and Old Greenwich, for over 57 years in the Greenwich community. Second and eight, they gave him two at the 15. Hyde again in, check that. It's Pratt in motion, looking to throw, pass complete at the 24-yard line, turning it upfield, more than enough for a first down. That'll go for just about 16 yards to Julian Jabro.
As we're seeing with Craig Wingate, not only can he run, Rob, but he's got a tremendous arm. He's very accurate.
Friends, another thought for you. Charlie Pinella, who is just a great videographer, he shoots all the Cardinal games. He has been documenting the trip and is videotaping tonight's game. Anyone interested in getting a copy of the GHS Naples game can go to greenwichfootball.com, where you can find the GHS website and contact link for Charlie's game DVDs. Final play of the first quarter, right back to the ground. Wingate runs with it, wraps his arms around the ball, and a flag comes in at the end of the play as he gets near the 40-yard line. That'll get him just about eight, and it's a hold that's coming back. So we will have one more play in the first quarter. Our first penalty of the night goes against Naples, and believe me, the Cardinals need some breaks right now, Nick. Let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, defensively, they're trying to do a good job. They're giving up a little bit on the ground, which is not typical of a Cardinal team. But offensively, their first drive was an 8-play, 22-yard drive, resulting in only a 21-yard punt. And then also their second drive went for 4 plays for 18 yards. They're not doing anything offensively right now, so they got to make some adjustments after the end of this quarter.
Jason, looks like you've got a score coming in from Staples High School.
I do, and I was wondering about it.
High School, excuse me.
I was kind of wondering about it. I'm thinking maybe is it, you know, scoreless, but no, it is 7-7 at halftime. So a game big back home. I know it's rainy there, and that should be the quarter, I think, Rob.
Well, they did start to run the quarter out, but the official said, "Hold on a minute, not so fast." There will be, because you can't end the quarter like that. Right, so you got to rewind the 25-second clock and do it one more time. So the Eagles will line up, as this is the battle of the birds, of course, the Golden Eagles and the Cardinals. A first and 12, Wingate on the option. Throws it right to Pratt, breaks it outside, bounces it to the sideline, and out he goes at the 37-yard line. That's enough for eight. and it should bring up a second and four. That will be the end of the first quarter. Not the way the Cardinals would have liked to have drawn it up. They're down 10 after one. 10-0 Naples. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.